Lesson 4. Identity of the Church. How would you set out to locate a long-lost friend? Naturally, you would gather all of the marks of identification and then begin the search. Only after finding the individual that matched every mark of identification would you accept him as being the one that you were seeking? Likewise, there are many churches in the world. How can one know which is the right one? The genuine one. How can one know which one is Christ's church? You must take all of the marks of identification and compare the various churches with them. Only after you find the one that matches every mark of identification can you be sure you have found the right one. But what are the marks of identification? Where are they found? The Bible is the answer. Number 1. Christ established the church. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. Number 2. It had its beginning in Jerusalem. This is seen in Luke 24:45-49 and Acts 2:5. Number 3. The date of origin was A.D. 33. This is also based on Acts 2, with the church being established on the day of Pentecost. Number 4. The church wore the name of Christ. Speaking of the various congregations, Paul wrote, "The churches of Christ greet you," Romans 16:16. He further says, in speaking to the church at Corinth, "Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually." 1 Corinthians 12:27. But what is the body? The church. Ephesians 1:22-23. Number 5. Its members were called Christians. And disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Acts 11:26. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." Acts 26:28. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. 1 Peter 4:16. And finally, remember, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Number 6. Christ is its only head. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Colossians 1:18. Number 7. There is but one. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. Ephesians 4:4. But what is the body? It is the church. Colossians 1:18. Therefore, if there is one body, and it is a church, there is but one church. Number 8. There are terms for entering the church. These include faith, Hebrews 11:6, repentance, Acts 17:30, confession of faith, Romans 10:9-10, and baptism, Mark 16:16. Once one is saved, he is added to the church, Acts 2:47. Also, Romans 6:3-4, Galatians 3:26-27, and 1 Corinthians 12:13 teach that one is baptized into Christ and his church. Through obeying these commands, one is said to be born into the church or the kingdom. John 3:3-5. Number 9. The worship of the church is peculiar. Christians are to assemble on the first day of the week, Acts 20:7. To sing, Ephesians 5:19. To pray, Acts 2:42. To study, 2 Timothy 2:15. To partake of the Lord's Supper, Acts 20:7. And to give, 1 Corinthians 16:2. Number 10. The doctrines of the church is based on the Bible only. It is accepted without addition, subtraction, or substitution. Revelation 22:18-19. The Bible is the one and only creed of the church. Additional books or creeds are rejected. Number 11. The organization of the church must be according to God's plan. Christ is the head. Ephesians 5:23. And each congregation is to have its own elders and deacons. 1 Timothy 3:1. The Lord's church does not have any earthly head or headquarters, and neither does it have national or international man-made organizations. Number 12. The mission of the church is threefold. Its work is to preach the gospel, Mark 16:15-16, to help those in need, Galatians 6:2, and to edify the members, Hebrews 3:12-14. Number 13. Each Christian must live the faithful Christian life. We cannot love the world, 1 John 2:15, James 4:4, but must produce the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23. Only the faithful will receive the crown of life, Revelation 2:10. These are some of the marks of the church. These are taken from the pattern, the Bible. Compare your church with these. For example, take the first four. Ask yourself, who established my church? Was it established by Christ or some man? Then ask, where was my church established? Did it have its beginning in Jerusalem or some other place? Continue by asking, when was my church established? If it was after AD 33, it couldn't be the Lord's. And finally, ask yourself, what name does my church wear? If it's not the name of Christ, then how can it belong to Christ? You could continue, but these are enough to help you see whether your church is of the Lord or of man. You can also compare other churches to these identification marks to determine if they are of God or not. I believe you will be able to see the difference if you'll be honest with yourself. Should you find that the church that you are a member of is not the one true church of the Bible, then let me urge you to leave it behind. Learn the truth, obey it, and be added to the church that you can read about in God's Word. Then you'll be in the one in which salvation is to be found. Questions. Please give correct answers. Number 1. How would you locate a long-lost friend? Number 2. Are there many denominational churches in the world today? Number 3. How may one know which one is right? Number 4. Where are the marks of identification found? Number 5. Who established the church? Number 6. Where did it have its beginning? Number 7. When was it established? Number 8. Give the name of it. Number 9. What is the body? Number 10. What were the members called? Number 11. Who is the head of the church? Number 12. How many churches are there? Number 13. Give the terms of admission to the church. Number 14. How does one enter Christ and the church? Number 15. List the acts of worship. Number 16. What is the doctrine of the church? Number 17. Tell what each congregation is to have. Number 18. State the threefold mission of the church. Number 19. What kind of life must a Christian live? Number 20. Who will receive the crown of life? Number 21. Can a church be the Lord's church if man started it? Number 22. Can a church be of the Lord if it did not have its beginning in Jerusalem? Number 23. Can a church be of the Lord if it had its beginning after AD 33? Number 24. Can a church be of the Lord if its members do not wear the name of Christ? Number 25, if you are saved, Christ will add you to what church?